Hi, everybody. My name is Scotty Iseri, and welcome to the Imagine Neighborhood. Today on the show, we're going to talk about a really good feeling. You know, that feeling where you did something really good and you feel good about yourself? That's called feeling proud. But did you know that you can feel proud of the things that you are and the things that you do? Well, today we'll get into it with Count Vacula and a secret identity. Plus, I will finally reveal the secret recipe to my favorite cereal, Scotty's Chocoberry Marshmallow Brandsplosion, all on today's episode of...
You will not reveal that secret recipe!
Gasp! Queen has to be!
That's right! It's me! Supervillain extraordinaire, Queen has to be! You broke one of my has to be's, and now you're coming with me!
We'll be right back! The Imagine Neighborhood is lucky that we don't have advertisements on our show so far, but we did get some amazing support from the Allstate Foundation, so this is a shout out to them. The Allstate Foundation works to empower youth to reach their full potential and build the just, equitable, and healthy world that we all deserve. Their work aligns with our work in a lot of ways, and we're so lucky to have them. So to learn more, grown-ups, you can go to allstatefoundation.org. Thanks, Allstate. Okay, back to the show.
Hello, listeners. It is I, Queen Has to Be.
Oh, she's a supervillain who didn't like the way that Vac and I made a pillow fort?
Yeah, because there's only one way that a pillow fort has to be. And you didn't... Ah, never mind. Today I've kidnapped you because you have broken another one of my has to be's.
Another has to be? Like a rule that you think everyone has to follow?
That's enough backstory. And that's right. Your Chocoberry Marshmallow Brandsplosion breaks another one of my has-to-bes.
It does?
It does. You can only have one type of cereal per bowl. That's the way cereal has to be. You can't mix them all up like you do.
Are you sure? Because Chocoberry Marshmallow Brandsplosion is just a mix of two different cereals and then
Silence! Even saying how to make Chocoberry Marshmallow Brandsplosion breaks a has-to-be.
Man, you got a lot of has-to-bes.
It's kind of my thing. And it's time to teach you a lesson about what happens when you break one of my has-to-bes. It's time for me to punish you.
Oh, is that why I'm tied up to this conveyor belt thingy?
Yes, indeed. You are trapped in my ingenious crunchulator machine. Once I throw this lever, you'll never break a has-to-be again.
Oh, like a death trap.
No! No death traps on this show. That's another has-to-be.
Oh, that one kind of makes sense.
That's right, it does. Ah. Behold the Crunchulator, a proper cereal-making machine. You're going to learn how cereal has to be.
Is that's evil laughter?
Yeah, that's evil laughter.
Got it. Okay, sorry. Oh, no!
Be afraid.
Believe me.
Ah, okay, yes, very good. Oh, yes. I've tied you up with the strongest ropes in the universe.
And the itchiest.
You'll roll down this little conveyor belt here until you're covered in sticky, gooey frosting.
She's gonna ice me.
Then into the Bend-O-Matic 5000, where you'll be shaped into a perfectly round circle.
Chocolate frosted Scottios!
Finally, poured into a bowl covered in milk, and only then will you learn how a bowl of cereal has to be. And now that I've told you how Scottios has to be, it's time to power up.
Oh no.
Oh yes. Cereal you later, Scotty.
Oh boy. Listeners, these ropes are really tight. I'm not sure how I'm gonna get out of this one. I could cerealistly use some help.
What you need is a hero.
Oh, as a matter of fact, I do need a hero, but who's talking? I can't see you. Back?
You!
That's right, Queen has to be. It is I, Scotty's best friend and sidekick, Count Vacula. Well, maybe I should say that Scotty is now my sidekick, because to defeat this supervillain and save the day, I have become a superhero.
Shirley, you're joking.
I am not. And don't call me Shirley.
I wasn't.
Call me Captain Bactacular.
Don't be ridiculous. You can't be a superhero.
Who's being ridiculous? Check it out. I have a cool superhero name, Captain Bactacular. I have a grappling hook. And I built this costume. I even made this really awesome cape with this neat logo on the back. You see? You see?
Oh, I love the cape.
Thanks. Look, it's got a robot because I'm a robot, and a bat because I'm a vampire, and a Korean flag because that's where my family comes from, and a...
Fools! While you are busy talking about that silly cape, Scotty is on his way to becoming part of this nutritious breakfast. Let's see you superhero your way out of that, you little bagless sucker.
Really? That cape shows a lot of things that make me who I am.
Oh, yeah? And who do you think you are?
I'm the one person who can get Scotty out of this mess.
I'd like to see you try, you non-union Hoover.
I'd like to see it, too. I'm getting close to that icing machine.
Check this out, Queen. Has to be. I'm part vacuum, and if I use my hose attachment, I can attach it to the icing nozzles and suck them all up so that none of it gets on Scotty.
What?
Vacuum attachments away!
They're hooked on, Vac!
This is gonna be a mouthful! Vacuum!
No! My frosting!
No! My icing joke!
Oh, my tummy is full. Scotty, are you okay?
That'll drop on me, Vac. Nice one! But here comes the Bendomatic 5000.
Let's see you foil this one, you wavering wind tunnel.
Ah, but you forget, the Bendomatic 5000 is made by Samsung.
So?
Not a sponsor. Samsung is a Korean company. Their machines are made in Korea, just like me. I just downloaded the manual and I synced it to my bending extensions, and now, instead of bending Scotty into an O shape, I said it to bend him into a Scotty shape!
Curses!
Hey, I'm okay!
Well, you're still about to be dunked in a bowl of milk. Let's see you get out of that one, you walking, wacky, waving, inflatable arm man.
I'm about to fall in!
I got you, Scotty! My vampire fangs are the perfect thing to chew through those ropes and free you!
I'm free!
No!
Take that, Queen Has-to-be. Scotty is no longer tied to the conveyor belt.
Curses! How can this be? Foiled by a phony baloney little fake superhero.
Fake?
Fake.
I mean, I got the cape, I got the cool name, I got the grappling hook, I got...
I said fake! You're not a real superhero! You don't even have a superhero voice.
I don't? But what's a superhero supposed to sound like?
Ugh. A superhero has to sound like this!
Sound like this! Captain Bactacular! Like that?
No, not like, no!
Do you mean like the Christian Bale one? Like, I have to sound like this. I'm the Dark Knight. Like that?
That's not what Christian Bale sounds like.
I'm pretty sure that's what it sounds like.
No!
I can't keep that up. It hurts my vocal processor.
I knew it. Sure, you got Scotty out of a couple of jams, but does that really make you a hero? You're just a tiny robot vampire vacuum cleaner from Korea. You're none of the things that a superhero has to be.
I'm not?
You're not. And you'll never stand up to me, a real supervillain, with a real supervillain plan.
A what now?
A real supervillain has to have a backup plan in case her initial plan gets foiled. So prepare yourself for Queen Has-to-be's Crunch-a-Later Machine, Part 2.
Part 2 is just a giant metal claw that's hanging from the ceiling?
A giant metal claw that's hanging from the ceiling so it can scoop you up and drop you in the milk bowl. Ho-ho! Hee-hee!
Boy, Vac! Captain Vactacular, I seem to be caught in another death trap.
Crunchulator!
Sorry, Crunchulator. I'm trapped! This giant metal claw is lifting me up!
Yes, and it's gonna drop you into that milk bowl, or my name isn't Queen Has to Be.
Oh no!
Back, help!
But how? Queen Has to Be said I'm not what a superhero has to be.
That's her problem, Vec. How do you feel? How do you feel inside?
I feel really good that I saved you from that first trap.
You should feel good about that, Vec.
Yeah?
That good feeling is called feeling proud, Vec. And you can feel proud of the things you do, like rescuing me. But you do things to be proud of all the time.
I do?
You do. You remember to brush your fangs. You help out around the house. You put on that talent show to save the community center. And today, you saved me from getting turned into a chocolate frosted Scottio.
Yeah, I do all those things. And I did save you.
Exactly. You were the only person who could have saved me from that machine. Oh, and now you're the only person who could save me from this machine.
Silence. My claw will drop you in that milk soon. Prepare to meet thy doom, you chocolate-frosted sprinkle eater. This ought to teach you a lesson about how cereal has to be.
Back, help!
Oh boy. I gotta do something.
There's nothing you can do. The metal claw is controlled by this special remote control I have here, and you'll never take it from me. Scotty has to be taught a lesson about cereal rules and regulations. And you? You has to be afraid of me. I'm a big, scary villain! Ha ha! Woo! Woo! Roar! Ho ho ho!
I do feel scared of you, Queen Has to Be. But I also feel proud of me! I feel proud of what I can do!
Oh boy.
And I feel really full from the icing from before.
Full of what now?
The icing. I might need to make a little room. Let me just empty my canister and.
You got frosting all over my supervillain outfit. It's in my hair and my ears and
you dropped your remote control. I've got you, Scotty!
Just in time, Vec! You stopped the claw right before it dropped me!
No! My elaborate contraption! It has to be turned on for it to work!
And now to get you down, Scotty! Grappling hook! Grab the rope and slide down!
Okay, here we go!
You little half-price Nosferatu! You'll pay for this!
I will?
That's right, you'll pay! My outfit has to be clean for me to be a supervillain! I'm off to the laundromat! But I'll be sending you my bill!
That was awesome.
Beware, Count Vacula. You've made a powerful enemy today. And someday, you will feel the wrath of Queen Has to Be! Excuse me, please. Thank you. Right this. No, out of the way. I'm coming through in that direction.
Vec, that was amazing!
It was, wasn't it? Scotty, I did it! I saved you! And I defeated Queen Has to Be!
For now!
You don't get paid by the line, you know!
Ah, curses!
Vec, you couldn't have done all those amazing things if you weren't all the awesome things that you are. You used all the parts of your identity to free me.
I did. All the things on my cape. My vacuum parts saved you from the icing.
Your vampire parts cut all the ropes.
And my Korean parts helped stop the Bendomatic 5000. Oh, boy. Wait. Scotty, those are all parts of who I am. Can I be proud of what I did and who I am?
You sure can, pal. You can find the super inside of you.
The super inside of you.
Oh, and hey, you listeners, you can find the super in you, too.
Oh, listeners, I want to know what you're proud of.
That's a great idea, Vec.
You know, all those things that you do, or maybe that you are, that make you feel all warm and happy. Maybe you did something awesome at school, or maybe you helped out a friend, or maybe there's a piece of your identity that you think is awesome, too. You could totally make a cape like I did. Oh, that can be your superhero identity!
I love that idea, Vec.
Yeah. So, listeners, Captain Vectacular has a question for you.
Hold up, Vec. Can I play a song first?
Oh, yeah, sure. Yeah, that's your thing. Whatever. Fine.
Listeners, this is a song called Liberated by Dej Loaf and Leon Bridges.
I won't judge who you love or your brown skin.
People get liberated!
I love this song. I love the way that Leon sings, people get liberated. It just sounds so big and loud,
and it just sounds proud. That's how I feel when I feel proud. I want to shout it from the rooftops.
I rescued Scotty from a supervillain!
Yeah, like that.
Okay, so, listeners, I want you to take all the things that you're proud of and make a cool new cape out of them like I did. Like, think about the places that your family comes from, or something awesome that you did. Like, maybe you saved your grown-up from an evil supervillain. Or maybe you remembered to brush your teeth. Those are all awesome things to be proud of, and you can put them on your cape.
And you can ask your grown-up if you can send us a photo for the infinite refrigerator.
Yeah! There's all sorts of things to be proud of when you're part of the Imagine Neighborhood.
The Imagine Neighborhood is brought to you by Committee for Children. For over 40 years, our experts at Committee for Children have led important research and provided valuable guidance to children, parents, and educators toward helping everyone grow kinder. The show is made by myself,
Mia,
Michal,
Bilal,
Melly,
Jay,
Elizabeth,
Jody,
Leslie,
Jess,
Kristen, Sherry,
Rishmi,
Diana,
Mr. Music Man, Lindsay Jones.
But most importantly, by listeners like you. We couldn't do any of this without you. For more information about the show, grown-ups, you can go to imagineneighborhood.org. You can learn more about the research behind every episode or get in touch and let us know what you think. But more importantly, I always want to know, how were you kind today?
What you reap is what you sow. Life ain't always sunny, don't get caught up in the glow.